There is a lot of talk these days about robo-advisors. There's standalone robo-advisors. There's discount brokers that offer some of these services. The big banks are even getting in the game, too. One that has been around for a while is a company called Invisor, and they are launching this new sort of goal tracking functionality on their site called Invisor GPS 2.0. We thought that was a good opportunity for us to bring them in to talk a bit more about their service and how they are going to focus on helping Canadians get a better handle on their money. Invisor's Vice President Josh Misk is joining us now. Hi there.
Hey, Bruce. How are you? Thanks for having me.
GPS 2.0, what is it and how does it work?
So GPS is a goal planning solution is what we call it. And what it is it's a high-level view of a client's investment savings and their insurance needs. And what it does is it helps them map out exactly what they need to save, visualize the progress towards getting to that goal, and then the subsequent divestment of their assets afterwards after they reach that goal.
What are some questions that the service would ask me in order to frame out what my goals actually are?
Well, there's a lot that goes into it. So what we do is we take a look at your overall ability to take risk and your willingness to take risk, and we factor that into the growth rates that we use. We look at how long you have till you reach your goals, and once you get there, how long you're going to be, you know, spending that money over.
How many goals can I have?
Up to four right now.
Up to four.
Yes.
And do they have to fit in a particular category, or does my birthday trip to Tuscany fit?
That would fit.
Yeah. Are you going to pay for my trip to Tuscany?
If you do well enough, if you bring enough people on board to Invisor, maybe.
It's not happening. I get no toasters or nothing for anything. Why only four? People have a lot more than four goals.
We wanted to keep it simple. You know, there's a lot you can do. One of the ones that we don't have right now is an income goal. We're working on building it out. But when it comes to building something that's user friendly in particular, you have to keep it as simple as possible. We've tried to keep it as simple as possible. I think often there are so many tools that are built out there that are overly complex, and it's great. They can do everything. They got all the bells and whistles, but as a person trying to use them, it's hard to make sense of it and it's easy to get overwhelmed. So we've kept it narrowly focused, and it works for most people.
How does the GPS differ from what's out there on offer from other institutions, and how is it similar to what's on offer?
I think more and more firms, you mentioned we started a while back, we always had this goal drive when we're looking towards really mapping out people's investment planning. When it comes to other firms now, there other firms are looking at bringing in more and more of the goal-based solution. When you think about investing, it's the right way to do it. You know, what are you saving for? And it's saving for retirement or saving for my kids' education. And that's what more and more are starting to do. I think where we differ is we do factor in, more of the holistic picture. We bring in insurance as well as the investing goal. So, when you're looking at your whole financial picture, this offers you a bit more of a holistic view.
How do you frame the insurance in the context? How do you frame insurance in the context of goals? Because it's hugely important, especially if someone has young kids. But it's not like someone's like, "Ooh, I have a goal to have so much insurance." That they don't think that way. They think about protection against calamity. So is it more adherence to some basic principles around insurance? Like, is it binary? Do you have insurance, or how does it work?
Yeah, we factor in what people have told us about themselves. So it's your age, and it's your income level, your savings. If you are saving, if you do have kids, for example, and you're saving towards their education, and you're 20% of the way there, well, we'll factor in that other 80% into an insurance need when you're looking at your life insurance goals. So we take in as much as we know about you, again, with keeping it simple to try and map out exactly what that need is. I think it's very, very important to have a high level idea of what an insurance need is for people. And again, you can get overwhelmed. You can go to all these other tools and you can get really into the weeds with exactly how much you need, but that's going to change. It's going to change every day.
Coming back to the goals thing, I'm a big believer in this, and have been for a very long time. One of the things that is often a hurdle is people's inability to manage cash flow to improve their ability to meet their goals, right? Like they need to either increase income or cut spending in order to have more cash flow to forward those goals. How does the GPS include that part of the equation?
Well, we factor in your expected contributions on an annual basis. So when we're looking to map out your long-term goal and how you're going to get there, we say, how much can you put into this goal every year? And when you break it down on an annual basis, you can see that, okay, if I changed what I'm going to contribute to my goal from, $1,000 a year to $3,000 a year, how much more likely is it that I get there? It's interesting when you look at somebody that's a younger person, and this is one of the reasons why we built this as well, is it from a holistic view, when you're looking at your investments, you want to see things from a long-term perspective and how it really maps out to your ability to achieve your goal. So when you get worried about little market blips here and there, if we help you to frame it in that long-term perspective, then it's a much easier thing to really see exactly what you're going to do to get there. And by separating it out to say, these are the contributions that I have to make every year, it becomes more apparent that the contributions that you make have a much larger impact on your ability to reach that goal than the actual market itself.
Does GPS 2.0 include notifications back to clients on particular milestones? I ask because, when you sign up for one of those free credit score programs, we know they're selling you products. That's why they're doing it. But there's a real there's a loop from the credit score back to you on an ongoing basis. Does that loop exist in what you have designed?
Yeah, a little bit. And we're continuing to improve it. But there's an immediate feedback loop and there's an immediate, how far is your progress right now? Right now you're at 80% of the way to get to your goal. If you increase your savings a little bit more, then you can get to that 100% and you're on track. We also use it to help us check in with the client on an annual basis. So when somebody has a goal, say they're saving for their kids' education in 6 years, we know that next year, now it's 5. So that time that we circle back to that client, it really helps us to monitor their progress as we track it.
Just briefly before we go, does that declining time horizon automatically affect the asset allocation on education savings?
Yeah, it would. So the nice thing about this is it's not only a visual tool, but it dynamically tracks as you're moving towards something.
Same on retirement.
So we're looking at your age, your change in your investment balances, the change in your personal situation. So if your risk tolerance changes year over year, it's going to change with you. It's a dynamic tool that monitors. Because it's when you do a financial plan, for example, you do it once.
Right.
Or maybe once every 5 years. This is designed to be something that you could look at on a daily basis and something that would reassure you if the market, say, dips, like I said, 20% or it's going to go down. Well, it doesn't factor into your long-term goals as much as you may think that it does.
Right. Very interesting. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Josh Misk is Vice President of Invisor, here to talk about Invisor GPS 2.0.